Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, welcome to After the Fantasy Podcast, episode 47. I'm your host, Peter, joined this week by Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
I'm not bad. Only Tom this week, me and Tom this week, Gunnar has had a reaction to the virus and then called into work. I say reaction to the vaccine. Don't want people think he's into COVID. So it's just me and Tom this week. We've delayed it because we've tried to get Gunnar on, but it's not happened. So this is your podcast, Euro 2, reviewing or previewing Group D, E and F. So we'll start right in, Tom. Group D is England, Croatia, Scotland and Czech Republic. In this group, England will play 3 home games, Scotland will play 2 home games, so they are kind of slight advantage, look at that way. I'll start with our predictions first. I went for England first, Croatia second, Scotland third, Czech fourth. You have went the same, only Scotland, Czech, other way round. And Gunnar has went Croatia first, England second, Scotland third, and Czech Republic fourth. So my question to you, obviously, is Mr. Negative there. Do you give Scotland no chance at all in this group?
Yeah, no chance.
And what are you basing that on?
Previous performances. qualifications. I'm just not that confident. I mean, I'll be happy if I'm proved wrong, to be honest. I might be proved wrong. But as it stands, I'm predicting Scotland bottom of the group.
Okay, fair enough. Right, England then, we'll start with there. They qualified in a group, top of the group, 7 wins, 1 loss. The loss was to Czech Republic, mind you. But since that loss, they came back and absolutely scalped Bulgaria 6-0, Montenegro 7-0, and Kosovo 4-0. So they finished the group strong. They are one of the tournament favourites. They are, I believe, if they got all the way to the final, they would play 6 out of 7 games at Wembley. So that, there you go. That's, can't get much better than that. So we'll start with your must-have, Tom. Who is your must-have from England?
I was stuck between 2 players, and it was Kane and Sterling. In the qualifiers, Kane had 10 goals and 5 assists. Sterling had 4 goals and 6 assists. But I noticed that in the game against Croatia in the qualifiers, he actually scored a hat-trick. I think England played Croatia in this match day 1 that we're just about to enter now. So I'm quite keen on Sterling, but I am... If I had to choose for the entirety of the competition, my must-have is Kane.
Yep, I agree with you. Mine is Harry Kane also. Just think he's that talisman figure. We go going up this all the time. We talk about a fantasy podcast and kind of undroppable. He will be on penalties. The only thing would be that if England win their first 2 games, they're potentially be rested for the 3rd game. Mm-hmm. But you just need to kind of play that as you go along with the game. Right, differential, Tom. Who's your English differential?
Again, I'm stuck between 2 players. The first one is Jadon Sancho. In 3 starts during the qualifiers, he got 2 goals and 1 assist. He had a decent season for Dortmund. He had 8 goals and 11 assists in 26 matches. And in the Champions League, he got 2 goals and 3 assists. So there's obviously a lot of hype. Previous transfer windows, he was linked with, I think, a move to Man United. Big price tag. So this might be an opportunity for him to live up to that kind of expectation and prove his worth. The other one I was thinking was Ben Chilwell. He's obviously attacking defender. You're probably going to tell me he's not in the squad or something.
No, he is, yes.
I just seen you look on your face. He got 3 assists in the qualifiers out of 4 starts, and England also managed to get 5 out of 8 clean sheets, so that's not a bad record as well.
Okay. I'm kind of between two as well. I went for Mason Mount. I think he is great attacking midfielder. England's good going forward. Now, the one I was kind of torn with was Jack Grealish, because he's going to be, if he plays this, problem, I don't know if he's going to be playing or not, so I'll wait to the first fixture to see, and maybe use him in my second transfer. If he's playing, he's going to be playing in a part of the front three, so basically he's going to be slightly out of position, he'll be playing further up. Mm-hmm. My only thing is, as I was saying, same your Sancho pick is, they're quite strong options on the wings in the top three, that I can see quite a lot of rotation, and especially if they win their first two games, then you're going to have to kind of just call it by year, basically. And then if England qualify from the group, I can see Southgate changing his tactics to the back three using wing-backs. Mm-hmm. But it's one less attacking player on the pitch, and then it's who he's going to go for. Again, this is something you're going to have to watch throughout the tournament and kind of try to be lucky or work out who he's going to play with. Okay, next up is Croatia. Croatia, top tier group with Wales, Slovakia in it. They had 5 wins, 2 draws and a loss. Also, they are the current World Cup finalists, but that was 3 years ago. Bit of an aging team. So, Tom, who is your must-have pick?
Ivan Perisic, 3 goals and 1 assist. He obviously had a great season for Inter Milan, and he managed 6 out of 6 starts. I'm not that keen on Croatia's defence, only 2 clean sheets out of 8. So I'm definitely keen on a Croatia attacker.
I've went for Old Faithful, Modric. It's probably swan song tournament. Think still, again, I'll mention that talisman type thing again, that either of them can all go through him. If they're going to do something attack-wise, I think he will be involved some sort. Plus, it's maybe just a wee nod to fantasy games at the past. I do like Luka Modric. And your differential, Tom?
Differential? I was struggling with the differential. It was between Dejan Lovren and Borna Barisic, just because we're the Scottish half-hour fantasy podcast and we focus on the Scottish football. So Barisic, I'm going to go Barisic. Go on.
Yep, I've also went. I'll let you finish.
One assist as well during the qualifiers, and he seems to be good for a start as well.
Yep, I've went Barisic as well for that reason. He seems to have nailed on at left back. He has got a sweet left foot, a free kicks in his range. Not saying that maybe Modric will take that off him, mind you. And also maybe attack returns down the left hand side. I have to wait and see. It's kind of pick. It depends, I suppose, on how you think Croatia will go on in this group. Will be depending if you pick them or not. Next up is Scotland. How they got there? They got there through the Nations League way. So they've finished in the group behind Belgium and Russia. So to go into the playoff loop, and it was Israel and Albania. They topped that. Penalty shootout against Israel to get through, and a penalty shootout against Serbia to get through. So done it along the hard way, but at our first tournament since 1998. So, Scotland, Tom, you see you don't have a lot of notes, but who is your must-have if you're going to do it?
If you're going to do it, if you're feeling patriotic, then I think it can only fall down to one man, and it's John McGinn, 7 goals and 2 assists during the qualifiers. Clearly the standout player in the squad during that qualification process. Again, I'll speak about the defence. Only 2 clean sheets out of 8 qualifiers, and both of those came against San Marino. So I'm not too confident on the Scottish defence. So again, focus on an attacker if you're going to go for it.
See, I went a different tact for you. I went for Kieran Tierney. 5 million, 0.5 million cheaper than Robertson. The way they've been lining up recently, he's playing at the back of a kind of back three, but he overlaps. So if Scotland are going to be, as I think they're going to be, try to be as rigid and as tight the bag as they can, you get the chance, now it's a slight chance, but Tierney could be attacking returns and defensive clean sheets. That's what I've done it for. Your differential, Tom?
Shea Adams.
Just because Shea Adams?
Just because, I mean, if it's a choice between him and Dykes, then I think he's probably going to be, I think he's probably going to be nailed up front.
You think he's nailed? Because I've been arguing people on Twitter about this all week about not being nailed, and I'm probably going to eat my Shea Adams is not nailed hat if he starts against Czech Republic.
I think he's got to be nailed. He's had a decent season for Southampton. I think he is.
Okay. My differential is, again, going back to the defensive thing, I've went for David Marshall, 4.5 goalkeeper. If you think Scotland's going to be tight at the back, he's a cheap keeper, probably nailed. And
frees up a lot of budget.
Frees up a lot of budget elsewhere, that's it. Yep. Next up is Czech Republic. They came second in the same group as England. Obviously, we mentioned that earlier on. They had 5 wins, 3 losses. But they beat England there.
That's right.
So who is your must-have Czech Republic player, Tom?
That's right. They beat England 2-1, and they also drew with Belgium 1-1 in the World Cup qualifiers quite recently as well. And on the same note, they also suffered a 5-0 defeat to England in the qualifiers and 4-0 to Italy in a recent friendly as well. My pick for the Czech Republic is Patrick Schick. He's the striker for Bayer Leverkusen. He managed 4 goals in the qualifiers.
He's also Patrick Schick. I just decided if they're going to be scoring goals, it's going to come for him. He looks pretty decent form. I do not fancy a defensive asset from him, so I had to look elsewhere. But that's, again, I like to, we said this last week, this doesn't mean we're picking these players. It's just if we had a gun in their head, that's who we'd pick. Differential, Tom, Czech Republic?
My differential, well, I actually have him in my first draft and in my actual team, and it's Jakub Janto. He is the midfielder for Sampdoria in Serie A. He managed 1 goal and 3 assists in qualifiers, and he's pretty cheap as well. If you're keen on fantasy football, you could maybe consider Suchek and Kufal. You'll be familiar with those from FPL.
Yep, I have went Suchek just clearly because cheap midfielder, knows where the goal is. Potential chance of getting shots at range, maybe do something decent for corners as well. But again, it's only if you're fancying Czech Republic. Right, on to Group E. Spain, Sweden, Poland, Slovakia. And in this group, Spain will have home advantage in 3 games. Also, before we start, there's also obviously a COVID kind of angle going on with Spain right now. They've got a kind of mini self-isolation. 2 players have tested positive. The latter being Llorente. So this is a wait-and-see kind of thing to see how it all plays out. So Spain, how did they get there, Tom? Spain got there. Top of their group. Yep, again, with Sweden in it. So they're playing them again. That was 8 wins and 2 losses. 31 goals and 5 against, not bad. So who is your must-have Spanish player, Tom?
Again, I struggled with this one. I think it's a toss-up between the 2 strikers, either Morata or Moreno. Morata, he was the top scorer with 4 goals in 4 starts in the qualifiers. He had a decent season for Juventus in 44 appearances. He managed 20 goals and 12 assists. On the same note, Moreno, another great striker. He was a Europa League finalist with Villarreal. He had a decent season in La Liga. In 33 matches, he managed 23 goals and 7 assists. And in the Europa League, in 12 matches, he managed 7 goals and 5 assists. For himself, he managed 3 goals and 3 assists in the qualifiers in 3 matches. But I think they were to pretty sort of poor opposition, no disrespect to the opponents there.
So who's that then? Who'd you pick? Who's your actual pick?
If you twist my arm, I'll go Moreno.
Right, okay. I went for Dani Olmo, a midfielder, 7 million. I don't think he's guaranteed nailed, but he seems to have took his chances in the friendlies in the last couple of games. So 7 million midfielder hitting away into Spanish midfield, I don't think that's a bad option at all. I like your picks, Tom. I've had a Morata and Marino in my team, draft team, in and out with team last couple of days, but they're not in it right now. So I'll go to you. Who's your differential?
My differential is Jesus Navas from Seville, former Man City player. I think he managed 2 goals and 1 assist during the qualifiers. I can't quite read my notes, so don't quote me on that. But he's my differential.
I went for Ferran Torres from Man City. Again, if he's playing, he'll be playing a part of a front 3, £8 million. And he recently scored a hat-trick in a 6-0 thrashing of Germany, so you get international form. But again, I'm not 100% sure what these Spanish players are definitely nailed or not. So, and this COVID situation, so it's probably just going to be a wait and see. close at the time and before you have to lock your room in. I say close at the time, it's Thursday, the tournament starts tomorrow and you're going to have to do that. Maybe we have to do a bit of, I think, a last minute online Spanish reading to see what happens next.
Keep refreshing Twitter.
Right, next up is Sweden, and they finished second to Spain. Just mentioned that. They had 6 wins, 3 draws, and a loss. So, Tom, who is your must-have Swedish player?
During the qualifiers, Spain played Sweden. The scores were 3-0 and a 1-1 draw. For Sweden, my pick is the main striker, Robin Quaison. He managed 3 goals and 1 assist during the qualifiers. He's my man.
I've went for another striker, Alexander Isaac, or Isaac, how you pronounce his name, the young up-and-coming who seems to have who all benefited from Abramovich's departure from the tournament. So we've both went for a player each. Do they play the two up front, Tom, or is Quaison more nailed on to your...
I don't know.
That's a level of detail.
I don't know. I never dive that deep.
So who is your differential?
Well, I was actually reading an article, and this isn't an advert during the pod. This isn't a promo or anything like that. I was reading an article from The Athletic, and there's a young midfielder. He's a Swedish player, and he plays for Juventus. He's a 20-year-old midfielder, and his name is Dejan Kulevski. Supposed to be the next big thing, so he might be using the tournament as an opportunity to make a bit of a name for himself.
He also can play up front. He's played up front before.
Yeah.
In the right mid, so depending on how the situation goes, he could be shifting about, maybe about position. I've went for old friend Michael Lustig. Tom, I went for pull the old heartstrings. If they're going to play defensive Sweden, he's pretty much nailed right back. Don't seem to get much attack in the turns, mind you, because he doesn't really go further up by the halfway line anymore. But just for a bit of nostalgia, I went Lustig. I was going to pick Jordan Larsson. I thought he might get a sniff to the friendlies, but he's not really that sniff, so he's going to be in the squad with Booker on. So I think he's a really cheap enabler striker if he'd maybe break into the team, but that isn't going to harm. Right, so we will go to Poland. Poland there. They topped their Group G with a group with Austria and North Macedonia, Slovenia. 8 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss. So who's your must-have Polish player, Tom?
Probably Lewandowski. He's the big talisman. 5 goals and 2 assists during the qualifiers.
Had a great season as well.
Definitely.
Yep, I've pretty much the same as you. There's no surprise here. The talisman, he's nailed. Captain, he'll be playing every game, mind you, I think. And it could haul in him, I suppose. You can go nuts. Who's your differential?
My differential is Bednarek. He managed 8 starts in 8, and he's a sure starter. During the qualifiers, Poland were fairly defensive. They managed 7 clean sheets out of the 10 qualifiers, so I'm going for him.
I've went for Zielinski, who's Napoli playmaker. Seems to be had a good season as well. If he's going to be playing behind Lewandowski, there's a chance he assists. I've saw him in quite a lot of people's teams, so I'm assuming people know what they're talking about, if that's the rating of the Polish team to try to cover Lewandowski. Next up is Slovakia. I believe it's the team that went through the Nations League again. They finished bottom of the group, actually, behind Ukraine and Czech Republic, who both qualified for the normal way. So then again, because of that, they beat Republic of Ireland in penalties, and then they beat Northern Ireland after extra time 2-1 to qualify. So they've probably took the kind of weirdest route into the finals, Tom. So who's your must-have Slovakia player? If you must have one,
I've chosen Marek Hamšík, Göteborg player in the Swedish Premier League. I don't know if you're still playing the Swedish fantasy football.
I think it once a week.
He managed 3 goals and 1 assist in 9 starts during the qualifiers. So he's my man.
Yep, I've got the same again. He seems to be, this will be, again, I think he's going to be his last tournament. He has, again, he's like a talismanic. Everything goes through him. If they're going to do anything attacking-wise, it's probably going to be through him. So Simple for that. And he isn't that bad for £8 million. You want to have a differential midfield. Mm-hmm. Who is your differential from Slovakia?
Differential is Juraj Kuka. He plays for Parma in Serie A, and much like Marek, he managed 3 goals and 1 assist in 9 starts. So they must play together up front.
I have went for Michael Douris from Omonia Nicolese for Cyprus. He seems to be the 32-year-old striker, one that's pretty much nailed. I do not trust the defence, so if they're going to get anything, I'm looking for the attacker. That's why I went that way, rather than defence. Right, into Group F. The Group of Death, as they call it, or as we call it. And it's Hungary, Portugal, France and Germany. So I'll start with you, Tom. You had France first, Portugal second, Germany third and Hungary fourth. I've got the exact same as you. But Gunnar has got France first, Germany second, Portugal third and Hungary fourth. So the old German passing the group, he's getting back into it. He's took him to qualify for the group. He's not here to defend himself to say that's not true. But there we go. Hungary, another team that came through the Nations League. They finished second in the group to Finland. The Nations League, but obviously Finland qualified. Then they beat Bulgaria 3-1 away and Iceland 2-1 at home. So two decent teams there they beat to get there. So if you must have a Hungary player, who is it?
My Hungary player of choice is Willy Orban. He managed 3 goals. He is, and he's also a centre-back for Red Bull Leipzig, so playing a decent standard of football at his club. Though I can't see many clean sheets, given that he's a centre-back, given that group. So that would be a concern. But if you must, then Willy Orban.
I've went a different way. I've not touched defence again. I went for my must-have would be Nigo, the midfielder. £4 million in the game. Don't know much about him, to be honest, but £4 million. If he's playing, then that's a nice bit of money elsewhere. And that's no offence to my Hungarian listeners who think they're just going to give them the dismissive. But I've listened to 2 podcasts with Hungarian guys talking on it, and not none of them have given themselves a chance in this group either. So they don't believe it themselves. Differential, Tom?
It's Bozlea.
Said perfectly.
He's a midfielder for Red Bull Leipzig. There's a running theme here in the Hungary squad. He managed 2 goals in 6 games during the qualifiers. Again, much like yourself, I don't know much about the guy, but if you had a gun to my head.
He's deemed a bit of a wonder kid, I think, in the Hungarian game. And what I've got here notes is he's a bit of a free kick expert. So there you go. It could be a way into some bonus points, some extra points. There you go. That was good. I'll ask you, you've done that for Tom. You know what you're talking about. Mine is Adam Zlalia, I think I see it up front, the main striker. 23 goals, 70 caps for Hungary. It probably will be the last hurrah for him, tournament-wise. And I don't trust the defence, so I'm going with the striker in case they get a break up top. Right. Portugal, they finished second in Group B behind Ukraine. 5 wins, 2 draws, and 1 loss. That's probably why they end up in this kind of situation, the Group of Death, because of the seeding. And we'll start with the must-have, Tom. Who's Portugal's must-have? Plenty to pick from.
Yep. For me, it's Ronaldo. 11 goals in qualifiers, 3 of which were penalties. He's on penalties. He's Ronaldo. That's my choice.
Yep, about Ronaldo as well. I don't think I'm going to have him the whole tournament, but I'm going to have him definitely for the starter anyway. Hungary at home. Yeah. He's only 1 goal away from... Is it somebody's... Is it Platini's Euro Nations... Euro to the Euro bloody record and 9 goals like that, and I think he's only a handful of goals away from having the top international goal scorer all time. So I know that's a personal thing, but he has quite got a bit of an ego that way, and I'm sure he'll be trying to shoot to break these records. And if he can do it at a major tournament, I suppose that's what you get to do. And the plum fixture of the first round, Hungary, I suppose you can't ask for any better. Differential for Portugal, Tom?
It's Guerreiro. I think he's a defender from what I remember.
Left back.
Is he left back? He's only in 2% of teams currently. He's had a great season domestically for Dortmund. He managed 5 goals and 10 assists. He did manage 1 assist in the qualifiers. So I quite fancy him as an attacking defender.
Okay, I went for Silva after your recommendation because I think a lot of the FPL fanboys have jumped onto Jota. where I don't think Jota is nailed, because he does it with somebody else. I can't remember the guy's name on the left-hand side. Where I think Silva will be definitely nailed. And he seems to play a lot better for Portugal. He seems to be up his game for his national team. So, to me, he's not so much my differential. It's the second choice being Ronaldo, but I think he's pretty much nailed my team for the first week anyway. Mm-hmm. So, move on to France.
I watched a little bit of the Portugal friendly. It was on last night.
Bruno went nuts.
Yep. Two goals and one assist. Cancelo, we're familiar with him from Man City. He managed a goal and assist as well. Jota missed a decent opportunity with a header. I think maybe because he was nursing that injury towards the end of the season with Liverpool. I don't think he's match fresh just yet. So that may be something if you're considering it. I do like Bernardo Silva. I think he is the kind of second best from Ronaldo in terms of attackers.
Would it make you think about bringing Bruno in and Jenkins' place is just too high for? Because up until that kind of game yesterday, he was playing a bit deeper for Portugal and he was a wee bit higher up the field yesterday.
Yeah. I think you can do more with a cheaper player and then use the additional money to upgrade elsewhere and improve your points that way. I think putting all your money into him, and there is the potential that you might sit a bit deeper in the Portuguese squad, so I don't think it's worth the risk.
Just watch him go nuts in this first game and all. It's going to happen, Sizzler. Right, so next up is France. They won the group. 8 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss ahead of Turkey, Iceland, Albania. So they kind of got through a semi. I wouldn't say it's a difficult group, but it's our group. And they get through that group kind of no problem. So, must have from France, Tom.
For me, it is Griezmann. 1 goal and 5 assists. And in the out of 8 qualifiers that he played, he managed 8 starts as well. So that's pretty decent. I do like the look of Mbappe, obviously. He's a big name. He only played 3 games in the qualifiers, getting 1 goal and assist. So I'm not too sure what the situation is there. Maybe you could shed a bit of light on that one.
I have no idea. Just know that he's kind of back in a bit of best form and he's been playing the friendlies. I'm assuming now that he's fully fit, he will be starting. And with Griezmann and Benzema,
yeah,
back in the squad, I think it's going to make their tackle even stronger. So I wouldn't think you could pick any of the three would be a decent pick as your choice. But I went for Mbappe just as I think you're going to explode this tournament. And a wee peek into it, I picked France to win it. So there we go. I think he's been right to the end. Differential for France, Tom?
My differential is Raphael Varane. He's a defender. He managed 1 goal and 1 assist. He plays for Lille in Ligue 1. I also like to note, just before we move on from France, they didn't manage to beat Turkey in the qualifiers. They lost 2-0 and drew 1-1. So
still pushing your pro-Turkish agenda here, Tom.
They're a wild card and I'm going to back them all the way.
Girls not even here to talk about the Dutch, eh? I went for Paul Pogba. I thought his season was getting better as he came to the end it. And I feel he stands out and plays better for the Blues than he does for Man United. I think he seems to up his level a bit more. And I quite fancy him in midfield. Well, yep. A great surrounding cast next to him. So there's a way in the team there. And last up is Germany. They qualified, were they? They topped the group C ahead of Netherlands, Northern Ireland. They had 7 wins and 1 loss, so got through in typical German fashion quite easily. Who was a loss to, Tom? It was... I can't see that. Doesn't matter. Move on. I kind of lost the sheets. So, they also have home advantage, do they not? I don't know. Anyway, who's your must-have Jamie player?
It is Gnabry. He managed 7 goals and 1 assist during the qualifiers. He's the striker for Bayern Munich. 10 goals and 2 assists in the Bundesliga. I don't know. Maybe that's a bit underwhelming for a Bayern Munich striker. I suppose you'd expect more, but he's my pick for Germany. I don't really trust the defence. So...
Do you think he's going to be nailed with Müller back in the squad? I did look at him, but I think he might have fell down the pecking list a wee bit. That's the only thing I was looking at when I...
Possibly. It's a difficult one to show. It's a difficult one to call. It's a bit like the the Spain shout with the two strikers. Mm-hmm. I don't really know who's going to start. So maybe avoid. pick nailed players. I've broken the golden rule of fantasy football.
I've went for Joshua Kimmich, who I think is an excellent midfielder for Bayern in Germany. He's priced pretty cheap in the game. Again, I don't know if he's 100% nailed, but he's been playing the majority of the games recently. So mm-hmm. if he's in the team, and if you think Jim's going to go far, I mean, again, they're in this group of death, so it's hard to kind of back these players for all three games, but he's a cheap way into the German team. Who's your differential for Germany, Tom?
Now, I said that I don't like the defence, but I don't think you're going to like many defenders in this group. My differential is Matthias Ginter. He plays for Mönchengladbach and he managed one goal and two assists during the qualifiers. So I quite like him as an attacking defender.
Okay. I've also went for Robin Gosens, Atlanta, left-back, attacking left-back. Mm-hmm. And I broke through recently in the friendlies. Good attacking returns, I believe. I think he got a goal and assist. Is that enough to get my first... If I enough to get my starting place, we'll find out soon enough. But again, that's a decent way into German defence. So that is us... finished our kind of quick, roughly must-have differential with all our teams, Tom. Has your tactics changed since we last talked? Are you still planning to do the exact same kind of way, attacking with the chips?
Still planning on doing the exact same thing. I'm purely focused on match day or game week one, filling my team up with players that I think are going to do well. Limitless will be getting played game week two. The only thing I'm thinking about is I might not be too quick to rush into the wild card in match day three. I want to see how things go match day one and two.
See how it lands for you.
I mean, I wouldn't be playing it just for the sake of playing it. If my team from game week one or match day one is strong enough, I'd happily hold on and hold off.
You'll have two transfers as well, so...
Yeah.
I'm still kind of roughly going to do the same thing. I think it'll depend on how the groups look before mm-hmm. match day three, because if you've got a lot of players in your team who you think is heavy hitters and they're already qualified... they might be a chance of rotation, especially with a lot of top threes going through. I mean, like I said, if you've got Harry Kane, for example, and he wins the first two games, they don't need to play in the third game. They could rest and play one of their strikers, like DCL got a chance. Mm-hmm. It depends, like you said, how it's going to look out. So even if I don't do that and say use a wild card in week three, what you're doing there is you're going to get so many transfers per round. You're just looking to be able to judge the last 16. You're looking to pick eight winners. Mm-hmm. And so you can build your team with eight winners, and if you get seven out of the eight winners, your squad should be in fine shape for the next round anyway. Then your transfers go up as well.
The only problem is, and I was considering this, having had a closer look, the transition from the last 16, it goes from 16 teams to eight. If you don't get it right, you only get three transfers to rectify your team. That's not a lot when you've got a squad of 15, so it really depends on who qualifies and who gets through. But at that point, it's maybe too late. You've maybe already played it in match day three, so you've got to work out who you think is going to get through, what the matchups look like, are they nailed or is it pretty even in the last 16? Who's going to get through, and then work out from there.
You'd like to think you'd be able to predict at least half of them, wouldn't you? You wouldn't think all the heavy hitters are going to get knocked out in the one round, so. It is a case of this week, this is a bit of your own. This is skill and your own kind of knowledge of the eye test, who's going to get through, and hopefully it works that way. Okay. So before we wrap up, do we want to, and this is not set in stone, do you want we'll talk through our team as it stands right now?
As it stands, yep.
Right, so we'll go position to position, Tom, right? So I'll start, I'll go goalkeepers. I've went for Donnarumma from Italy at home to Turkey. He's my goalkeeper. And Hideki of Finland, as Rodeki, how you see his name, mm-hmm. at home to Denmark is my backup goalkeeper. So who's your two goalkeepers as it stands?
Currently in goals is Tomáš Vaslík. He is the Czech Republic goalkeeper. He's facing Scotland. Ooh. Obviously, I've got a lot of faith in Scotland. But I imagine I'll probably be... I'm only playing him in goals just now because he plays first. I think I'll probably end up... Don't quote me on this, but we'll see how Scotland do. Patricio... the Portuguese goalkeeper. He's up against Hungary. So I imagine I'll probably be switching him into goals.
Are they pretty nailed, your team? You don't fancy changing them right now?
I'm not 100% certain just yet. This team is just a sort of quick put together draft. I'm probably going to work on it over up until the deadline and really finalize it. This is just, there's a big disclaimer here. This is just first draft, and it could change quite drastically.
This is my ninth draft, not first draft, but still change it. You've got to what, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, or 6:30 tomorrow evening to find out before you can lock it in.
That's right.
Right, so I'll go next defence. Now, again, I'm doing it like you. I've got the players who are playing first in the team, so I've got five defenders sitting here on my pitch right now. Kieran Tierney against Czech Republic. Torres against Sweden for Spain. Kjær for Denmark against Finland. Denier against Russia. And Rostovsky from North Macedonia against Austria. Now, I've not tinkered with that defence for a while. I'm kind of settled with it because I'm going to do the Unlimited next week anyway. That's who I think the best fixtures are for the team. I quite fancy Scotland to beat Czech Republic 1-0 or even 0-0. So I'm happy having Tierney in there. So you want to talk us through your defence?
Yep. So I've got two Turkish players. I've got Umut Meras and I've got Zeki Selak. I discussed him last week. I've also got Simon Kjær, the Denmark defender. Because they're playing first, I've got them as a part of a back three. On the bench, though, and I imagine I might bring in these guys. I've got Ondrej Salutska, Czech Republic defender. And I have Jose Gaya, the Spanish defender.
Okay. Yeah, I've just done it off some games that play first, so that'll change. You do probably do the same if we final lock it in, so you'll be doing the same.
Yeah.
Right, midfield, two on the bench right now is Silva for Portugal because he plays later on, and Rodri for Sweden for Spain because they play later on. So my free start right now is Eriksen from Denmark, Chiesa for Italy, and Tielemans for Belgium. That's my free right now because they play first. Tom, who's your midfield?
Mine is Eden Hazard. He's currently flagged as an injury doubt, but I think he came on for Belgium against Bulgaria in the friendly a couple of days ago. So hopefully he's fit for the game against Russia. I've got Bernardo Silva for Portugal. Carrasco, again another Belgian versus Russia. And Jakub Jankto, the Czech Republic midfielder. I've also got Chipo, 4 million. And it is Loic Nego, the Hungary midfielder.
I talked to him up earlier on. He's nailed, guaranteed start on that. I don't know if I'm digging your total anti-Scottish stance here. That's three Czech Republic. You're still attacking that fixture. Right, up front, I've got Ronaldo on the bench because obviously he's playing the last game. He's probably going to come on. And barring any of my captain picks beforehand turning well, he'll probably be the captain for that game. So up front right now, I have got Lukaku and Morata. I thought to come out, but he's in right now. So again, that will be subject to change with Spanish news. But that's my three strikers. Who's your three strikers?
I'm currently on Ronaldo, Lukaku, and Yilmaz, Turkish striker. But I think I'm probably going to take him out and maybe use the money to upgrade Carrasco, maybe even spread some money into defence. So, as I said, I'm not quite nailed with this lineup just yet.
I see that'll be a wobble in Turkey there, Tom. Don't like saying that.
I just think the better fixtures, Turkey, Italy. I mean, I think I'll probably end up getting Yilmaz in maybe match day 2 or 3 if they're still doing well. But I think there's better fixtures out there. I think I went in too hard on Turkey and I need to backtrack a little bit.
Well, I'll say this, none of our teams are that similar. So game week one to others, obviously how it all falls, will be total different scores anyway, because I think there's only 3 or 4 players overlapping out of 15 now. Mm-hmm. If that. So Tom, before we go, you might get your plugs in.
Yep, I am FFS Scout. _ Scout on Twitter. A bit quiet just now because obviously it's a down season, but I'll maybe try and tweet out some stuff during the Euros. Get a bit of enthusiasm going, and I might even start getting excited about Scotland soon.
Yep, maybe. Right, so also I'm at Fantasy Half. You can catch me there. We will be back next week. I think we're going to try and do the Tuesday so we can probably cover the full match day one. Mm-hmm. We can see where we are, and after that, next week's podcast, I'll also be appearing on the FPL Happy Hour podcast talking to the guys about fantasy football. If you're interested in watching us on YouTube, just sitting back and talking nonsense about that, and also got a podcast later where I will be promoting the Scottish game as best as I can on that podcast. So that is us, Tom. You can say goodbye, and hopefully Gunnar will be back next week to talk the first game week, and we'll cover it all in more detail.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from me. You.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.